Earl's Place provides transitional housing for 17 homeless men in Baltimore. These men can stay at Earl's Place for up to 2 years and are given the opportunity to find jobs and housing with the help of director Sheila Helgerson, Jim, Eliza, and Renard.
Homeless people are not, they're just regular people. You know, they had made bad decisions or, I don't know, they had bad luck. And I don't think people realize that, you know, they are good people, you know, just made mistakes. Like me, I made a mistake, but I'm a good guy.
Other people seem to be more important to government than our own people. So to me, that's my opinion. I look at 700 Club, send money to feed this child in Ethiopia and all over the world. These children right here don't have something to eat. What about them? Some of them are my neighbors. What about them?
I be fighting myself. Like, I'm my worst enemy. You know, I don't like to take suggestions. I'm a control freak. It made me start really looking at me and things that was hurting me, you know, was hurting myself.
Baltimore is home to several transitional housing establishments, but these men chose Earl's Place. A key step in the turning around process, the home has offered a space for the men to be independent while remaining in a stable and safe environment. The paths that led to Earl's Place are each unique, like the men who reside there.
I heard about Earl's Place, and out of all the other places that I heard about, Earl's Place seemed to be the place that had more structure. You know, they got zero tolerance for alcohol, and, you know, I've heard that they're great at, you know, getting people to be more concerned about getting their own place and, you know, and like reaching out and really giving you some positive things to go on, you know. So I got here and everything was exactly like they told me it would be. It was nice, clean, and real, you know, real helpful.
I spent 8 months in a recovery house for drug and alcohol abuse. I'd been doing that about 46 years, and 8 months wasn't enough to help me, so I devised a plan that in order to stay connected, I would come into transitional living and stay connected.
Well, it's a few guys that I know here that's in my program. I'm on the methadone program, and it's a few guys that live here, that been here a couple of, maybe about 4 or 5 months, and everyone talked really, really good about this, you know, about being here. And I'm just getting out on my own, really, and I'm trying to start living the right way, you know, drug-free. I've been clean for 3 years, 9 months, and I've been in and out of prison my whole life, you know, selling drugs and whatever. But trying to live right and start a drug-free life.
See, I'm a believer that God puts everything you need in front of you. It's waiting for you, but you have to go through things to get there. You have to put in work to get there, and when you do, your blessings come.
In God's world, you have to love the rain as much as you love the sunshine, because it serves a purpose, too. Every day isn't going to be sunny, either. So, deal with it.
The men at Earl's Place have overcome a lot of hardship, and while their stories may seem grim, their futures are not. Most of these men are currently employed. Some are in school, and many are on the way to finding permanent housing.
When I first got here, I was like about 6 or 7 months clean, and I was really bent on getting a job and just moving on in my life. So I ended up getting a job at where I still work now. Since being with this company, I've actually gotten 2 promotions, so now I am a project manager there. I got my own business card, which is cool, and never would have thought that. And I go to school. So, I mean, it's busy and my life is very full. And I wouldn't have any that had not been for here.
I'm trying to go to college. I graduated from Maryville High School, but I'm trying to get my own place, which I know they'll help me with. Want to go back to school. I signed up for housing, which is a long list. It's like a 3-year waiting list, but it's a start, you know. And hopefully I'll go back to school, get a nice paying job, you know, get my own house, get another car, and I don't know, I'll take it from there, you know.
No matter how dire a situation or how dark or how hard something seems, you can always overcome. It's nothing is unattainable, nothing is impossible to go through if you have the right mindset, which I feel is perseverance, you know, definitely.
We are a group of students from Goucher College, studying community radio. Our mission is to reveal the stories of people who are generally unheard, show who they really are, what they have overcome, and what they want to achieve.